We're in Simen Tofresh Nun Beis, and we'll be doing the whole Sif, the whole Simen, that's two Sifim. Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Lulav B'yom V'lo B'layla. The Mitzvah Lulav is by day, it says, V'lkachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon. So we learn out of there that it's Dafke in day, by day. V'chol HaYom Koshel Untilis Lulav. You can take a Lulav all day. Shem Lo Natal Shachar Zitlenu Acharkach. If you didn't take it in the morning, you can take it afterwards. V'mikol Makom Zrizim Makdim Lo Mitzvah Sinot Losam Baboka. There's reason to take it in the morning. Your Mekayim's reason until Chatzos. Uzmano, what is this man? Hu mishetonei tzachama. From Nates, even though Midoraisa, you could be Yotza from Alosa Shachar, since not everybody knows when Alosa Shachar is, and Nates is clear, either the sun's up or it's not. So therefore, Chazal said not to do it before Nates. The Iker mitzvah so b'shas ha-halal, the Iker mitzvah is at the time of Halal. V'mtzorech lahashkim lotzis l'derech, if someone's in a rush, he's got to leave early. Not lo mishalam ura shachar. You can take it already from alos hashachar. Hago v'amedach tekim yechos alulu biyodo kshenichnas v'beisul meisakneses gam b'shas atfilo v'chein yachziru l'veisu k'dei l'chavev ha-mitzvahs. The medach tekim carry the lulav to shul from shul and they hold it at the time of davening. Now, even though we hold it, you're not allowed to hold anything during davening because it disturbs your davening. Since this is the mitzvah of the day, it's mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that since it's not the done thing, it'll be mechzik yurul, it looks like gaiva if you're holding it for the entire davening. Therefore, he says you can hold it on the way to shul and on the way home, but not while you're davening. On the first day, if you get a lulav ben hashmoshes, since it's a sveikah d'oraisa, you're mechuyev to take it. It's a good thing even on the other days to take, and in all cases without a bracha. From alos hashachar, you could be yotza, and you could even make a bracha there. Many are knowing that they get up at Nates and they make a bracha in the sukkah on the lulav. Siv Beis. Asur lechol kodem shi'itlenu. There's an isur achila before you yotza the mitzvah. V'mshachach v'yachal. What happens if you forgot yourself and started eating? V'nizkar al shulchano b'yom harishon shumen haTorah yafsik afilu yesh shehus b'yom litlo achar shi'yachal. The halach is if you started the Isser in a Daraisa, you're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop eating and take a lulav. Umiyom Rishon Ve'elach, the other days which are Drabanon, im yesh shehus lo yafsik, if you, there's time to take the lulav afterwards, don't be mafsik. Vim la, but if it's in the late afternoon, yafsik, you have to stop. Says the Ramah Hago, vim hischa lechol yosim mechotzi shosh igiz man chiyuvo, if you started eating more than a half hour of the zman chiyuv, of zman before the zman chiyuv, if it was hiskel beheter, it's only by hiskel beisser that it's a problem. And hiskel beheter is mutter. Ti'ima, just having less than a kibetza of pas, the halachi is that it is really mutter, except that you should only rely on a letzorach godel, it says. Someone doesn't have araminim, he knows he's going to get them in the afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah says he can fast in the morning, although there's a machlokas, but not until Chatzos. If Chatzos is coming and he hasn't yet taken Arba Minim and he's waiting for them, but he should make sure to eat something. Yontif Sheni in Chutz Loretz has the same halachas as Yontif Rishon. Now there's a big kasha the Achronim asked. The halacha is that for davening, even if you started eating before Alos HaShachar, the halacha is that when this man comes, you have to stop and you have to daven. It's also to eat then. So they ask, how can you go take the lulav? You're going to have to stop and daven. So someone is saying what happened was he stopped to daven and went back and he forgot to take the lulav. Ech shiyya, the halacha will be that if it was hiskel beheter for lulav, you don't have to stop eating, but for tefillah you will.